This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A young man shot a Russian military commander at close range at an enlistment office on Monday. It was an unusually bold attack reflecting growing resistance to Russian President Vladimir Putin's efforts to mobilize hundreds of thousands of more men to wage war on Ukraine. That shooting comes after scattered arson attacks on enlistment offices and protests in Russian cities that resulted in at least 2,000 arrests. Russia is seeking to bolster its military as its Ukraine offensive has bogged down. Concerns are growing that Russia may escalate the conflict, including potentially using nuclear weapons. Votes are being held, meanwhile, in four occupied Ukraine regions about joining up with Russia. Britain's foreign secretary called the votes sham referendums held at the barrel of her gun. Authorities say that a gunman killed 17 people and wounded 24 others in a school in central Russia. That's according to officials there. That 11 children were among those killed in the Monday morning shooting in the school number 88 in a city about 960 kilometers or 600 miles east of Moscow. The governor of the region said that the gunman killed himself after that attack. Russia's investigative committee identified the gunman as 34-year-old Artyom Kazanov, a graduate of the school, and the governor said that he was a patient at a psychiatric facility. He used two non-lethal handguns adapted to fire real bullets. An investigation has been launched on multiple murder charges. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and his counterpart from Pakistan have discussed relations and devastating flooding in Pakistan. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met at the State Department with his Pakistani counterpart, Bilawal Bhutto Zardari. Besides 75 years of relations, the two leaders also discussed cataclysmic flooding. A third of Pakistan remains submerged from being inundated most of the summer.
We have experienced a climate catastrophe of biblical apocalyptic proportions. It rained and rained and rained and rained and rained from mid-June till the end of August.
Secretary Blinken says the U.S. immediate response so far tops $50 million and 17 plane loads of emergency supplies, including food and tarps. Norman Hall, Washington.
A NASA spacecraft rammed an air asteroid Monday night in a test to see if space rocks could be knocked out of a collision course with the Earth. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has more on that story.
The DART spacecraft, launched last November, rammed an asteroid at 14,000 miles an hour in an effort to nudge the space rock into a smaller orbit around its twin, 7 million miles from Earth.
And we have impact. A giant leap for humanity.
Mission controller Elena Adams, as the DART's camera went blank and its signal abruptly ended. Data from a bevy of telescopes trained on the pair will be checked to see if the orbit has shifted. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says the mission is just the start of protecting the Earth from asteroids like the one thought to have led to the mass extinction of the dinosaurs 66 million years ago.
Planetary defense is a global endeavor.
I'm Tim McGuire.
Pfizer is asking the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to expand use of its updated COVID-19 booster to younger children. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Since they were rolled out earlier this month for those 12 and older, some 4.4 million Americans have received one of the updated Omicron-focused boosters. Now Pfizer wants to offer a child-sized dose for children ages 5 to 11. As with Pfizer's original vaccine, the elementary school-aged children would get a third of the dose of the updated booster. An FDA decision is expected soon. Pfizer and its partner BioNTech also announced they've begun a study of the updated booster in children younger than 5. I'm Ben Thomas.
And recapping our top story, a young man shot a Russian military commander at close range at an enlistment office on Monday. And the shooting comes after scattered arson attacks on enlistment offices and protests in Russian cities, resulting in at least 2,000 arrests. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.